Why do some professionals soar while others, equally talented, equally dedicated, seem stuck in place? You're delivering quality work, meeting deadlines, putting in the hours, yet your ideas fall flat in meetings. Your contributions go unnoticed. Meanwhile, colleagues with similar credentials advance effortlessly. This frustration isn't rare. Only 34% of American workers feel genuinely engaged at their jobs, according to Gallup. The disconnect isn't about effort. It's about understanding what your organization actually needs from you versus what you think your job entails. Many of us inadvertently focus on the wrong priorities, doing what feels comfortable rather than what creates true value. Consider Tommy, a business unit leader who spent his days micromanaging operational problems. He believed he was being helpful, but he was actually neglecting his real responsibilities: enterprise strategy, organizational planning, cross-business collaboration. Only when he stepped back did he free himself for the high-level work that truly deserved his attention. This pattern shows up everywhere. Leaders do their direct reports jobs because it's faster. They take over colleagues' responsibilities out of misguided helpfulness, creating friction and undermining trust. When promoted, many cling to familiar tasks rather than embracing new strategic responsibilities. We externalize problems, blaming managers for poor leadership, teams for underperforming, companies for toxic cultures. While these external factors sometimes contribute, focusing exclusively on them severely limits your options. Taking personal responsibility opens numerous possibilities for growth and impact. Enhancing your influence requires gathering information through a three-part process: identifying essential sources, collecting overt data, and observing implicit behaviors. Start by understanding your organization's business strategy, where it competes, and how it wins. Apple's overall design focus differs from Apple Store's service orientation, for example. Your relationship with your manager significantly affects your influence. Ask direct questions about expectations and communication preferences. Equally important, observe what captures their attention in meetings, when they probe for details, what priorities dominate their calendar. Behavior often reveals more than words. Beyond your manager, map everyone with a perspective on your role: direct connections, indirect stakeholders, suppliers, customers. Jose discovered that understanding stakeholder expectations, even those whose involvement seemed unnecessary, streamlined decision-making in his consensus-driven organization. Trusted colleagues serve specific functions. Seconds ask questions on your behalf. Informants provide back-channel information from other parts of the organization. Scouts are external people, like customers or former employees, who offer different perspectives. After gathering data from multiple sources, analyze it for essential themes and patterns indicating what you need to do more of, less of, or differently. Create a clear job description covering what drives your work, organizational norms, your manager's responsibilities, stakeholder needs, essential priorities, and team dynamics. Reframing your job to match current expectations can increase your influence by at least 50%. Start with why your position exists, the problems you solve, or opportunities you capture. Dana's mission was preparing his company for market sale. Map your stakeholders, their responsibilities, and what they need from you. Cultural norms around collaboration, conflict, communication, and hierarchy shape your approach. Darlene, an e-commerce leader, recognized her analytically minded manager needed detailed metrics on customer acquisition. By providing weekly data updates, she earned trust and was promoted to general manager within 2 years. Imagine what stakeholders would say about you in 18 months. What would make them describe you as amazing? This future-focused vision clarifies what will truly build your influence. Even strong performers face bias through being misnamed, having ideas ignored until others repeat them, receiving unfairly critical feedback, or getting interim titles while others receive permanent ones. To address bias effectively, start with calibration, validating your experiences against other reference points. Anne, a woman in male-dominated construction, blamed herself for failures until a peer helped her recognize systemic barriers. Byron, a Black executive, told he was too direct and intimidating, researched career-accelerating assignments and inclusion rates across business units, leading him to an overseas role with better promotion records. Curtis, a Black CFO and potential CEO successor, accepted a challenging business leadership role despite facing additional hurdles. He acknowledged the Black tax requiring overperformance. No Black person gets to this level without recognizing there's a Black tax to pay. He eventually became one of few Black Fortune 100 CEOs. The most powerful approach is transformation. Melvin, worried that becoming an officer would require him to become less Black, tested assumptions while remaining authentic, ultimately retiring as a utility president and using his position to demand diversity in recruiting and create peer networks for Black leaders. After confronting the brutal truth about your job, you face a critical decision: commit or change. If staying, ask three questions. First, do you have the necessary knowledge, skills, and abilities? Second, can you operate within your culture and manager's expectations? Assess whether your differences are manageable, complementary, challenging but negotiable, or insurmountable. Third, does the job bring value or meaning? If you don't enjoy or benefit from your work at least 50% of the time, your ability won't sustain you long term. If staying, create a personal strategic plan. Define your working mission within your organization's context and transform core values into job-specific guidelines. Engineer Othmar Amon exemplified this building the George Washington Bridge. When the Port Authority rejected his proposal for stronger pillars to support future expansion, he built them anyway while delivering ahead of schedule and under budget. His principle? Do what the customer needs, not only what they want today. Limit yourself to three change objectives to avoid diffusing efforts. Effective influence requires understanding organizational dynamics, developing empathy and political intelligence, and building a supportive network. Enhancing influence requires consistent small actions, not occasional bold moves. Use the plan, do, evaluate, adjust approach with incremental SMART goals. Involve your boss regularly. Review progress, highlight accomplishments, seek insights. Changing behavior means implementing changes, getting others to notice, and proving they're genuine. Since people resist updating their mental models of you, consistent application over substantial time is essential. Once you're delivering results, expand your influence. When you miss targets, maintain credibility by accepting the miss fully, taking ownership, and explaining what you'll do differently. Volunteer for opportunities to solve problems that have stymied leadership. Edwina transformed warranty services by implementing cloud-based systems that reduce turnaround times by 50%, making herself indispensable. Communicate accomplishments by discussing the work itself. Focus on insights and implications rather than process details. Executives value understanding why data matters and what actions to take. Organizations prize both and thinking that transcends false dichotomies. When coaching others, help them discover their job's true mission beyond basic descriptions. Create comprehensive plans clarifying real priorities and necessary changes. When strengths don't match role requirements, collaborate to find new paths. Leaders succeed when their people are engaged and focused on meaningful work. Your career is where your talents meet organizational needs. Stop doing what feels comfortable. Start doing what creates value. Reclaim your influence, one intentional choice at a time.